What's up, everyone? So we're here with episode 2, and we got a lot of suggestions for improvements. So we're looking forward to seeing your comments and suggestions for this episode, too. And with us, as usual, we have Roach. What's up, Roach?
Yo, what's up, everybody?
So first off, we should probably get to, you know, what some of the users had to say last time. So TVA 1990 had said, has more, he quoted some that I had said and said, has more experience on the darknet than me, which was something I was saying about Roach last time during the last episode. And, his guess was Hug or Hug Bunter, who's, you know, basically owns Dread.
No, I'm not that cool, man. I'm not that cool.
It would be interesting to hear what Hug has to say about that.
Yeah, right.
So next we have some of the requests were smoother transitions, less stock videos, and too many cuts. So it's definitely going to be a challenge for me editing to.
But we knew off the bat, we were talking about it beforehand, saying that, like, this is our first episode. We're going to look back at it, and it will be like, yo, we suck.
I'm excited, though. I'm really looking forward to, like, seeing what it's like in, like, episode 10, you know?
Yeah, 10, 100. You know, hey, we're on our way. But, yeah, like, definitely we got some work to do, y'all, but we're on our way there.
So do you want to take one of the comments?
So here's the one. Presumably you're aware of the Darknet Diaries. Couldn't you come up with a more original name? And, we weren't even thinking about Darknet Diaries when we did this. Is it a plus that it's a D&D? And like, if you research him and Arshikala, I could put that as a W, but we were literally 10 names and we picked it. And I think that was the one that was focused to what we're doing. So, yeah, like, no disrespect to him. You know, it just came up that way organically. But from what I hear, dude's making like 30K an episode.
Yeah, he kills it.
Yeah, he's killing it. And, like, you know, I'm trying to do the same thing. Not really trying to say that money looks better in my pocket, but we're just on a different hustle over here.
What'd you think about Maggie Carpet's comment where they said ban alcohol and legalize drugs? What's your thought process on that?
I mean, I think the whole darknet's all about that. That's what we're about. Like, you know, the whole drug war and all that. But I don't know about banning alcohol. You know, people will need, you know, they're fixed. You know, believe less than, you know, the last time they banned alcohol, you know, a whole gang war started in Chicago.
Yeah, it was great for Capone. You know? Yeah, he made a lot.
He made tons of money. So it's just like, they ban alcohol, you'll just catch homies on the market pitching it. So.
Yeah, you find dudes on there that are going to make moonshine and sell it.
Right, which... apparently you can pass it as windshield wiper fluid.
Yeah. Yeah. I've heard that.
That's what's just.
Yeah.
Which that's an ingenious idea. If I've ever heard one.
That's a great way for.
So just going to go around with jugs and wind. It's actually that white lining.
Yeah, for sure. Some dye and you're good.
All right. Anyway. So I guess we're going to hit up on the Benzo boy. He was doing my research on him. Benzo boy was pretty prolific.
Yep.
And apparently, you know, there was questions from what I saw on things. It's like if he exit scammed, and apparently some people were saying that he got locked up. And yeah, he got 2 years with 3 years unsupervised.
Yeah, and he was a major. I think they even quoted him in the article where they were saying like he's like a super prolific, you know, vendor, and he made basically like fake Xanax. Is that right?
Fake Xanax and from what I was, like, people were ODing off of it.
Yep.
There's, like, locals and shit, like, ODing, and maybe that's how they caught them or whatever, but, yeah, two years, and what I was, you know, what people were saying on the comments and stuff is, like, 2 years in the feds for something like that. You know, everybody's saying that he was GV ratted on the whole operation.
Yeah.
Everybody.
I mean, I can't really speak to it because I have to, like, see it in black and white before I give someone that label. But, I mean, 2 years, especially if you have deaths, like, if you have, like, ODs or deaths related to it, I've seen dudes on a couple of occasions get life bids for that kind of stuff.
ETC King, there was a vendor that got a life bid for selling, like, weird analogs.
Yep.
Yeah, he did the same thing, but for two years and 3 years unsupervised, that's like a kiddie. That's a slap.
Oh yeah, that's a great bid. That's a county bid.
who did you have to suck off to get that one? But, like, what also too is, like, the town too. Like, I don't know. Sometimes in the small ass towns, I think this guy was from Ohio or something. But some of these small-ass towns have small, you know what I mean? Like, they're still good old boys.
Yeah.
And, like, maybe they all know each other. So maybe the judge was, even the judge was federal case. Who knows? But people on the comments have been saying, like, yeah, he's most likely ratted everybody out into, you know, get a sweetheart deal like that.
Yep.
Somebody had to get jerked off somewhere along the lines.
Yeah, two years for a major, you know, that's it's definitely interesting. I mean, for me, like, me getting a 5-year sentence, it was only because I had gotten my Franks hearing and I could prove that they broke the law in order to catch me. And, like, I looked at his docket sheet and there was none of that. His docket sheet was very, very short. It was very much to the point. There was no back and forth. There seemed to be hardly any even debating, any kind of fighting whatsoever. I found it really weird. There's a message at the top of the docket sheet that basically said that any type of cooperation won't be able, like, you won't find it in the docket sheet. And for those of you that don't know that, like, a docket sheet is a list of everything that happened, when it happened, inside of a case. Like, a lot of cases have this historical record of what happened and when, and that's what the docket sheet's supposed to document. And then from the docket sheet, you can look at other things that happened and you can view the documents in order, in chronological order that way. And your average case, say your average case is 200 events, just as a estimate, right? Like, this dude was like 25. It was just very, very short. And I didn't really go through with a fine tooth comb, but it was definitely interesting to see.
So do you think, like, did they even show, like, he had a lawyer or anything?
Yeah, they had it listed. Yeah, he had a lawyer.
Okay. Is it public defender or anything?
I have the video of me looking up all his stuff. And I also looked up to see if he was already placed in the BOP, and he hasn't been, he hasn't actually went yet, which makes sense. Like, usually with guys like that who are going to be in, like, you know, minimum security camps, they're just going to say, hey, you got 2 years on this day at this time. You need to be at this facility to turn yourself in. And they, you know, they do it because they're petrified anyway, you know. Yeah, so he'll just show up and so he's not actually in the system, the federal prison system yet. Yeah, that joy is still yet to come.
I mean, especially with the 2-year bid.
Yeah.
And then all that we wrote the story. Yep. And there's a picture, and that's a big ass bag of fucking Xannies.
Yeah.
Dude.
Yeah, I mean, you know, you can go, he'll go, you know, take a nap and his sentence will be over.
I'm just saying, if I got caught with that amount of Xannies, I ain't getting no 2 years.
You also have to factor, he's not doing that whole 2 years. You know, he's doing 85% of his time. And then, like, if he's eligible for first step back credits, that's going to bring it down even more. If he does, you know, if he does like the RDAP program, that's going to bring it down even more. So, I mean, I don't think he'll have time to get into RDAP. Takes a while to get into.
I think I read that they found the fucking pill press. And also, they found the pill press too.
Yep.
That's another thing. Like, there was people saying, like, oh, people are getting like fucking crazy years for QPs. They found the press in his vacation house.
Yep. I mean, I seen dudes get
in his vacation house.
I seen dudes get 10, 15 years for conspiracy and they were caught with no drugs. Yeah.
Man,
and then you have Ghostway. Like the feds.
Oh yeah, Ghostway. Man.
Like, you know, like, so like if I'm selling, like, say I sell an ounce of coke every week and, you know, maybe someone flips on me and the person that flips on me is the person that I'm selling the ounce of coke to. And we'll call him Johnny. So every week I sell an ounce of coke to Johnny. Now Johnny's telling the feds, like, yeah, Sam sold me an ounce of coke every week. Now I get, they come, they raid me, say they get nothing, no drugs. They can, like, if Johnny said that I sold him for a year, they could turn around and say, okay, well, you know, 52 weeks in a year, you know, we're going to charge you with possession with intent for 52 ounces of coke. And like the sentencing goes from, you know, basically nothing to 15 years, you know, mandatory that you're going to have to serve because of the weight. And like, but you didn't get caught with any of that. And it was already gone.
So
yeah, that's what they call a ghost weight. They're going to charge you, like they're going to charge you with possession and you don't even possess it. Like, and then it's like, you can get, I like, let's say I rent a apartment to you, right? And you're a convicted felon. And let's say you get raided for selling drugs or whatever. And maybe we're roommates and I have like a gun in my part of the house and it's locked in like a safe and there's no way you can get to it. I've seen the feds still charge people with possession of a firearm, even if it's locked and they can't get access to it. And it's been like confirmed right. by multiple people. They never handled it. Like what they'll do is they'll say they charge you with constructive possession, meaning you could have possessed.
You could, yeah. But here's the thing with like the vendors and stuff. Like, there's like if they get you and they get your account and they get your wallet, the feds know what you sold, right? So like, yeah, you could have been had like 1,000 sales. And you grossed, say, like 200K, but that's not recounting the re-up or anything. They're going to charge you with selling 200K worth of fucking.
Yeah,
power,
and
right?
then what they're going to do is they're going to, you know, every dark net market that exists, they're going to, and they're reviewing.
So it's that ghost
And
way.
They're taking screenshots. They're like, a lot of the times, like, Department of Homeland Security, they're doing that. They're browsing these dark net markets, and they're seeing how many sales you have. What do you sell? Right, like if you just sell keys and you have
they're
and
hunting.
You have 500 sales,
they're hunting you.
Right, so I mean that's the thing. Like they're gonna have their own record, which is why it's suicide for a vendor to keep any kind of information about their customers. Like if I keep all of your information. And I get busted and I say, oh, well, look, you know, here's all my sales. Here's what everyone bought. The people that bought it have plausible deniability. I don't, though, because I've been caught selling. And if I say, here's right. what I sold, they're like, okay, cool. Now they can charge you with all those things, even though you don't have it. They can still charge you with it. And that's ghost weight, man. You know what I mean? Which is why it's retarded for a vendor to, you know, hold on to that kind of stuff.
Well, hey, man, the guy, we already know his outcome. And we all suspect on what he did. I mean, hopefully he comes out in those 2 years. I mean, they got to have him some crazy,
oh,
like, really
yeah,
nice
he'll be at a camp. Ain't no one's doing anything to him. You know what I mean? Like, his biggest problem will be being bored, you know? Or it'll be like the CEO, the CEO doesn't like him and yells at him and, like, that'll be his biggest issue. But like, no one's getting, you know, hard pressed or you know, extorted or stabbed up. Like, that's just not that's not going to be something that he actually has to deal with. I mean, he might see a couple of fist fights, but that's about it, you know?
Hey, we're going to leave this. Well, hey, apparently some shit popped off today. Then we're going to leave that to the end. The good shit. So let's get to the Monroe closing, the local Monroe.
Yeah, that sucked, man. That was interesting to hear. I still don't really fully understand why. Obviously, that the feds are, you know, they don't like it, and they're probably getting a lot of pressure on the back end. You know, that's my assumption.
They put out a statement not too long ago, pretty much laying it out on the line, like, we're coming for everything.
Yep.
So you know they're not gonna go to war with the whole thing unless they got really shit on the back. You know what I mean? And as we can see, like. I mean, hey, they made a good move. I know that looking up at their corporate stuff and looking up all their stuff, that they're out of the British Virgin Islands. So they're like subject to like what's going down in the UK and their type of rules.
Yep.
And they, you know, the fact that they were in the British Virgin Islands and, you know, you can't even really get XMR from what I hear in the UK. They already got, everyone's putting it together.
Yeah, and if they could just seize it over there, right? Like, they just take your shit. They don't need, like,
From what I hear, yeah, they can just take your shit. But, like, also, too, which is also with the local Monroe closing and, like, all the thing, there was an article coming out. Like, there's a guy, Elon Musk, WHM, which is White House Market. Uh-huh. And there was an article that came out saying how the feds, they know that he's doing money by mail and he's super slick and all this, but they were like sending the guy YouTube videos to watch and then, you know, getting all the YouTube, like they would send him like 20 links.
Yep.
And then all those 20 links, they would look who all looked at them out of the thousands and thousands and then narrow it down that way. Which is wild. Like, they're getting really creative in, you know, it's like harder and harder to make it in the darknet business, believe it or not, I think.
Yeah, I agree with that. It's kind of like you saw the evolution of, you know, alarm systems, you know, and you know, you had it where, like, you know, you'd have a lot of burglaries because it was fairly easy. You just had to use brute force. And now, like, you know, response times are better. You got backup systems. You got, you know, all kind of, like, you got satellite alarm systems now. So it's not just a matter of, like, cutting a telephone cable and you're good.
And it's just like, you know, it's cool, though, the way that things are moving. I like it that the fact that the things are going decentralized exchange and all
Agreed.
That. But the thing with, like, decentralized or anything is getting all the shit to work together properly in unison is always a chore, because there's always going to be fighting between, it's like leftist politics or something. Everyone's fighting with each other or something.
Yeah. And then you have threat actors to that, you know, like you have people like, you know, feds who aren't going to want that kind of system to be successful. So they're going to try to do like poison the well tactics, you know? And they're going to try to, you know, play games and get people to flip, you know, do the wrong thing, you know, whether it's put, you know, some evil code on a system like that, or, you know, try to set up some kind of backdoor or try to screw people over in some way, or try to, like, you know, make it so that the you know, whatever system it is that they're using is made to look not reliable, so people don't use it or they're too scared to use it. You know, a lot of those tactics are fairly, you know, old.
Right. Well, also too, you know, like, I feel like they're just trying to, now that that issue came out, right, and then, like, you see the Tornado Cash guy, or, like, all these anti-know your customers, they're, like everything's folding real quick. Right. And it's just, like, you know it's coming, right? You, like, you know that even though, like with these decentralized exchanges, you can't really go after somebody, you know. And then like the only thing is like the government, like they hold a monopoly of violence and all this shit. What are they going to do to the people, you know what I mean, that are like, or people who are participating, right? That now that they can't lock one guy up, they're just gonna probably start hurting people together. Like that's, I feel like that's what the future is with all this.
Yeah, like, you know, maybe weaponizing Rico or something.
Something like that. It was just like, well, you were dealing with this cryptocurrency and you know, didn't do this, and you now you're an enemy of the state or some shit. Like, I feel like they're moving towards that type of shit, yeah. Right?
Yeah, I saw.
Which,
yeah, it's absolutely true. You know, because that, you know, financial independence, you know, being self-sufficient financially. Like it's like if you bought a piece of land, right, for say you find a rural piece of land, buy it for $5,000, you go out and maybe you buy a Pacific Dome, right, which is one thing I was looking at is a Pacific Dome. It's a geodesic dome you can set up in like 8 hours, and like a wood stove, and it's like now you know you might have put out $15,000-$20,000, but you have no mortgage, you own your own land, and you have a shelter that you can live in. I mean, you have no electricity or bathroom, you know, but like you can figure that shit out. But like my point is
cabin life.
Yeah, I mean, you know, you have no more financial weight on your shoulders. So you're self-sufficient in that way. And I think that's absolutely the opposite of what any of the systems of control that exist actually want. They want you to be, you know, working at a 9-to-5 for 60 years. They're taking 25% of, you know, your salary as tax. Then, like, you know, they take that 25%. You have, you know, 75% of your check because they stole it in taxes because it wasn't consensual. Then, you know, you're going to go to the grocery store. And what happens then? Well, you're going to spend money and what? You're going to get taxed on it again. And, like, God forbid you buy some, like, lemons and sugar and give it to your kid. And your kid goes out and does a lemonade stand. Now they're going to have to pay taxes and probably get a business permit that's going to cost more than they could make in 5 years selling lemonade. You know, it's just, it's ridiculously asinine. And when you can, you know, economically enslave people like that, it's a lot of control. Like it really is a great kind of example of the allegory of the cave from Plato's Republic in Book 6, where, you know, you have people who know, like, actual reality is hidden from them. It's kind of like in the Matrix, when the lady's like, you know, she calls Neo Copper Top because he just, you know, the people there, they get used and thrown away. They're used for energy and they're used for a certain purpose and it's thrown away. And I think we have like a lot of that is kind of in our world is kind of the reality of it. That's why like I love like the, you know, alternative housing and stuff, like those crazy ass geodesic domes or earth ships. Their earthships are badass, yeah, you know.
We're kind of facing that though, like especially with our sites and stuff. Like we're trying to get our LLC up and stuff, and we have that fucking unwanted business partner, Uncle Sam. You know what I mean? Yep. Always in our pockets. Like, I mean, I get it. You know, like especially now that I'm like, you know, we're moving and everything's gonna be above board and all that. Like, yeah, man. The unwanted business partner.
I don't get it. I don't want to sell billions, send billions to Ukraine and, you know, all these other insane things that the government spends money on that's completely, you know, unnecessary. I hear the argument of people like, well, you like roads, you like, you know, having like, you know, highways and stuff. Yeah, I do. But, you know, those things don't cost, you know, the amount of money that gets taken from people. So like, I just think it's criminal at the end of the day, the amount of money that gets taken from, because it's literally the mafia model. Like, the mafia model is where the mafia doesn't own businesses directly, but they take a percentage. And, like, no matter what happens, you always have to.
Asset forfeiture.
Yeah. Hell, you have that too. Yeah.
Yeah. Did you see the asset forfeiture? The cops are robbing more people than actual robbers. Yeah. Cops are taking way more money off people. Them people putting the steel on them motherfuckers.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yep. But hey, that's why we need this thing, you know, with the whole decentralized just to get away from the shit. So with Local Monroe closing, they have the Have Now,
yeah,
coming up. So it's like right when that shit came down, they were ready to pop up.
There's a lot of power. Which is like a, yeah, there's a lot of power in financial systems like that. And that's one thing they don't want you to be is empowered, you know?
Right. And I'm telling you, man, with like the with everything going on and stuff, like the Monero devs and even this like Have Now, anybody that's working on anything has to go on the anonymous name.
Yep.
You know what I mean? Otherwise, they're going to end up like Boeing employees. You know what I mean?
Yep.
Like, to fuck those whistle. You know, Boeing's like killed like two whistleblowers. Like, in the last 2 months. Like, somebody's just like, you know, and this is all about big money, right? So it's just like, you know, there's some whistleblower like, yeah, you know, these planes are all fucked up. We're just going to sell them to Africa. Well, someone whistleblew on them. Dude's heart popped.
Yep.
And then there's another one, you know, and I'm thinking about like the, you know, our overlords and our corporate structure and stuff. I was like, man, the fucking guy who's putting in all the work for Boeing, he's got to be making a killer 401k, bro. Right?
Have you ever seen The Wire?
Yeah.
So do you remember?
Let's go somewhere around town.
Do you remember in the beginning of The Wire, in the beginning of The Wire, for those of you who haven't seen it, there's like a part where they talk about the guy who invented the chicken nugget for Ronald McDonald. And he says, you know, there's one guy's explaining to another guy, and he's like, oh, the guy who came up with the chicken nugget, man, he's set for life. He's good. And like the you know, how he's explaining it to him, he's like, you know, the guy who came up with the chicken nugget, you know, he didn't get anything for that. He's still in the basement trying to crank out, you know, more ideas, trying to make the fries taste better or some shit. And I think that's probably a really good analogy for this. Like,
but the thing is like, yeah, you're right. And there's like, no one's going to know. The thing is like with the XMR and stuff, like even let's not even get into crypto. We'll talk about like, say like this GME hike that happened, right? With this roaring kitty guy, right? This guy is tweeting something. The market's jumping. He's done it three times. That dude's got to watch out, because those bankers are going to fucking kill his ass.
Yeah.
Straight up. Like, if he keeps fucking around like that and stuff, he's going to be a Boeing whistleblower, dog.
Probably working for him.
And who even knows, man? Well, I'm just saying, like, they're making this, and they're making the regular people jump up like that, making them feel like they're regular. Yeah, that dude's out.
Yep.
And then, like, that's what I'm saying with, like, as we're moving forward in the XMR thing, and I know we're kind of, like, jumping around everywhere, but as we're moving forward, you know, developers and, like, because, you know, this Have No shit, it's really threatening power.
Do you want to expand on that? Like, what is that?
Well, so pretty much it's like BISC, right? People use BISC, but it's for XMR.
Yep.
So, like, with Local Monroe closing, they have BISC, which is kind of like local Bitcoins, Local Monero, whatever, type thing, where you could, you know, you could do cash by mail, which is the best, you know, or, you know, put it on the Cash App, put it on the Apple Pay, get an Amex Visa card. It's pretty much liquidating. It gives you that exit ramp, right? Well, all the exit ramps are closing. This one's coming up, but there's like different maintainers and stuff, like, so there's they communicated all through, everything's through Tor, and the trades are peer-to-peer, and like the problem that they're having is like the arbitration.
Yep.
From what I'm reading, it's like, who is solid enough to arbitrate with good judgment type shit. So that's the thing. What I'm telling you, like, decentralized is awesome, but you gotta look at left, like, almost like leftist politics, and realize everyone's gonna fucking argue each other what's best. There was like so Have No came out, and then like the guy from Hard and Steel is talking shit about Woodner, the guy that started it or something, and like how he's like centrally, so there's beef in the fucking community.
Yep.
Like, as the shit is getting built, and there's a bunch of beef behind it, you know? Which is, it seems like it's getting fucking, you know, working itself out. But that's just the thing with decentralized stuff. Like, who's gonna know that the guy that's, you know, arbitrating your case, if you're getting scammed, is actually a good guy, you know what I mean?
Sure.
That knows what he's doing. Or is some guy that's running a node, you know, I could see like, selling, you know, if you pay me on the back end more that I'm, you know, making this guy lose or something, you know, then you can work something out in there. Yep. Right. That's the thing, is just like, that's the key position with the arbiters and all the arbitration and how the funds get released.
Yep.
I think
it's a fork of bits.
And it's open source too, right?
Well, yeah. Well, apparently, you know, open source after, you know, we'll get on that later, but open source, I feel like has a different meaning nowadays, especially when people get locked up over.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think the one thing that's nice about it though is like the iterations can come fairly quickly. Like if you have people who disagree and they're, you know, they disagree with how things are run with something like that, they can get to a point where they're like, you know what, we're going to splinter off, and then, you know, you can have different versions of it. And then, you know, whoever is right in the long run and, you know, creates a better platform or a better system is most likely going to be the person that the majority of, you know, people end up going with.
Yeah, I launched Havno last night, and I never got a trade off of it, but I got it kind of up working, kind of. Yep. I'm pretty sure if I fucking launch it right now, fix some shit, it'll probably fucking be good as gold. But yeah, with Havno, you give me like a cut, like 6 to 6 months or something for everything to fix itself
yep.
out. But I think that's, you know, going to be the future. So with like local Monero closing and. In the day that they close, this comes up and they talk about full, you know, all kinds of different types of new shit with the blockchain.
Yep.
And all that.
And for the record, like they have anonymized user connections. It's a, like you said, it's a decentralized platform, but there's no central authority. There's no user accounts or extensive ID procedures, right?
Right. There's like the transaction between the traders and the, and are secured.
Yep.
By like multi-signature stuff. But the multi-signature, I haven't read all about it. It's like, I'm like in the documents right now. I was up all night reading it, you yep. know, trying to figure out what the fuck was going on. And that's what I get, like, which is cool though, because like multi-signature transactions on Monero, there were like maybe like 3-4 years ago, people were putting bounties up. Hey, I'll give you 150K if you can figure it out.
Yep.
And actually, there's a market right now, believe it or not, you know, dark matter, yep. and they have that. They put the proof of work out there, and they're saying that, hey man, we got XMR multi signatures.
Yep.
Maybe they took the code from them and put it. That would be cool.
Yep.
But who knows? That's all speculation. You know? But yeah, these guys gotta keep hitting, man.
Yeah. And it's written in Java, right?
What? Yeah.
Yep.
Well, this is Node.js. That's what I think.
I think it uses TypeScript for the UI too.
Yes. Yeah, so the thing is I was like, I got it all loaded.
Yep.
And I installed it and got it running. But the thing was, I wasn't able to get a trait. So like, what it is you're gonna go in the terminal, do your shit in the terminal. And a fucking window is gonna pop up, and then it's like a market, like any market, any website, anything is gonna pop up. And once you're integrated, then you can go further and start the trade.
Yep.
But yeah, like I just got to that last night, and I was just like, you know what, this shit's all kinds of wonky. I'm just gonna fucking hit it up later, you know. Like, there's no sense of me beating my head on some shit that, like, yeah, I'm just only trying to do like a little $30 trade or something.
Yep.
You know?
Yep. Yeah. It'll definitely work. I mean, I think we fast forward a year, we're going to see a lot of optimization for it, especially with, I noticed when like a lot of times when certain doors close, we see concentrations of people actually coming together to help build out alternative platforms.
Well, we'll see how it works out. It looks like it's going to work out, but you never know. It could be like Open Bazaar.
Yeah, that I had a couple of trees on Open Bazaar, though. It did work. It was before its time.
It just didn't hit with the
people.
Yeah,
it really didn't. Yeah, it really didn't.
So, like, after all that, though, like, this whole news week's been fucking wild, man.
Yeah.
Like, we haven't had no darknet stuff, but everything just, like, on the outer edge, like, all the malware stuff, like, they've been getting hard. So, like, the feds pretty much put out something against the Lockbit guy.
Yep.
From what I'm hearing from internal sources, that wasn't the fucking actual guy. And what, you know, people were saying is just that the feds put his name out there to, you know, put that fucking, you know, foot on that guy's neck because he knows who the real guy
is. Yeah, and for those who don't know, like, Lockbit is a malware group, right? And Lockbit, was it Lockbit Sup? Was the guy that they're saying headed it up?
Yeah, that's what he was saying. But apparently a lot of that shit got outsourced.
Yep.
And then, like, you know, they're saying, like, if you dig around XSS, you can see the fallout between the coder and the actual guy. So, like, it could be, like, this guy could be just one of the many coders that got outsourced to work on something. Or, like, from what I hear, he was just working on UI stuff on the panel.
Yep.
Because they have a really great panel when you lock somebody up. Right? Like, you know, what was it that Hacker Gummo was on his podcast saying, him and his friends were like sitting around thinking about like how they gonna swoop in and like trick the fucking ransomware guys into giving a payment. They're like, no, that's just all. There's a panel. You talk to them like it's fucking AOL Instant Messenger.
Yep.
Your victim. They gotta pay like everything paneled out. There's no way you can fucking swoop the fuck in. I heard their podcast and they were fucking butthurt about that, by the way. But like, yeah, man, with these ransomware guys, they know what they're doing. And then like a lot of the people who are, I think, like, especially with like other ransomware groups, a lot of the people that are taking the fall where the feds are like raising trophies, which are not really trophies. They're just affiliates.
Yep.
Like they don't really got the real guy.
Yeah. Well, it's kind of like when they took down, like, they're like, oh, we took down, you know, Black Hat site. And then like Black Hat took it back like a half hour or so.
They did that with Silk Road. They did that with Silk Road.
But now, I mean, this dude, Lockbit's up, or like Dmitry, I'm going to butcher this, Koroshev, was it? Like they doxed this dude. They put his picture. They put like they got people on like LinkedIn and shit doing OSINT, putting out his vehicle registration. And like they got a ten million dollar reward out for him under what they called like Operation Kronos, which was headed by the National Crime Agency.
Well, if you remember Marcus Hutchinson's, that fucking UK guy. He was a part of Kronos with that Vinny K. And, like, I'm just telling you, with this shit, you know what I mean? They don't got the right guy.
Yep.
Like, the real admins and shit, they're, like, they're fucking on a sailboat. And they're just... feds, they're probably like, oh, yeah, we got one out of, like, 17, 20 affiliates that was actually making money.
Yep.
You know what I mean? Like,
I think they had said 194 affiliates total. And I think they had said like 39 of them didn't get any ransom, but like 114 were paid.
Well, that's the thing. They said the same thing where we're evil. They put a big old thing out.
Yep.
Oh, we got Robotnik. Robotnik was a low level.
Wait.
The real guy, I'm not going to put his name out.
Are you saying the feds lied to us.
Of course they did. I'm telling you, Robotnik was a low level bro. Like, he was low level.
Yep.
The real, I'm not going to put his name out
yeah,
there.
Yeah, yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, but the real guy, he's got free man. He's out there fucking fishing and hunting bear in Russia, bro. Like, he ain't give a fuck about what these guys are up to out here.
Yep.
They got one low level out of what? Like 20? Like, the way that those Russians, the way they operate and the way they move, they're fucking G's, man. And even how they move in here in the United States, they move real crazy, you know?
Yep.
And yeah, especially out there on their home turf, where they can't even, they already know, like, they're not going to get, he's not going to get arrested. He's probably, you know, popping bottles with Putin and shit at the club. You know what I mean? Like, yeah, they got some little motherfucker, whatever. They ain't got nothing, you know? But they try to say the thing with Re-Evil. Oh, we got Robotnik. We got the whole thing. Make the whole thing. Nah, you didn't get the main guy.
Yep.
And those dudes, you know, that whole thing in Russia is just, they're on some whole other level. I wish we were like that out here, man. Like, they're all a different discipline in a different time.
Yep.
And, like, we on the West, we're just selfish, lacking. We're always lacking. You know what I mean? Like, you don't know.
Hey, see, I thought the dead, you know, for the darknet market, the Russian darknet markets. First off, did you ever see the, how was it, Black something, I forget what the name of it was, but they were putting up billboard ads in Moscow? It's they were putting up billboard ads. I forget what the name of it was. I'll figure that out maybe for the next show if I remember. But yeah, man, like they do it up. The thing you were saying on the last podcast about the dead drops, like, that's great. You know, I would have saved so much money in shipping.
Well, that's the thing, man. Like, that's the thing. Like, as an American and shit, getting on with those crews is really hard.
Yep.
You know, like, I always used to have to speak Spanish, and then they would fucking give me a try, and then boom, yeah, I'd be able to make it on a team or something.
Yep.
But like, even if they know you're American, you're gonna get a hard time with them. But like, once they fuck with you, they'll give you the shirt off the back. I'd rather work with a Russian than an American, a Brit, a South African. I'd rather work with those motherfucking guys, because with them, there's a code and a structure.
Yep.
Where we're here, it's just like everybody for themselves. I'll slice your throat, you know, I'll slice your throat if it gets me up and stuff.
Yep.
With them, it's a different thing. You know, so if you've ever fucking... Fuck the everyone always shits on them too. Like, you know, I was like, they're actually the really most coolest people. They're really like Americans, but not Americans.
Yep.
You know what I mean?
Yep.
Like, they like to hunt fish, shoot shit. They're as violent as us too, man. They're, you know, people drinking vodka, stabbing their fucking husbands in their sleep and shit. Same shit here. Like, I've always felt like with the Russians and shit, you know, they work better, you know, and they'll pay you on time. I've never, you know what I mean? Like, I'm telling you, like, what was it the other day? My kid was, a kid I know or something. We're going to have to edit this.
Yeah, I got you.
they're talking about, I don't ever want to hurt a British person because I love their accent. I'm like, I had to tell him that, son, the British are the most devious, conniving motherfuckers. That's why they could get your hands in your pocket, kind of thing, you know? Like, the cultures are different, you know what I mean? So it's like with the Russians, and like, everyone's asking me to speak about, you know, Russian market admins and stuff, and like, I'm getting tons of messages about it. But I'm gonna say this: if you get down with the Russian crew, they'll fuck with you, and you're getting paid. And there's no bullshit. Where, you know, with the Western people, it's like, is he lying? This guy set me up. Am I getting backdoored? They're not like that, in my experience.
Yeah, I don't know. I always worked. I mean, the only person I can't really talk about any real countries. I mean, though I worked with one person, and she it didn't work out too well.
Well, we talked about, hey, if they're gonna show up at my door, that's just, hey, this guy loves Russians, man. Definitely coming to my door. But yeah, back to lockpick, man. Like, that's for apparently that's not the real guy, you know.
Yep.
And you can dig through the XSS forums to find out like beefs, and everybody will figure that out. So, what happened yesterday? We were talking, and the fucking Tornado Cash guy got a sweet sentence in Netherlands.
Yeah, you want to talk about that?
Yeah, so, I mean, here's the thing, right? The thing I got to say is, imagine writing code so dank it was deemed unconsumable by the public. And then we're talking open source.
Yep.
Like, you got, the dude got kicked off of GitHub.
Savage.
Yeah, that's a badge of honor, bro. I'm like, man, I wrote code so dank they fucking wouldn't even let it on GitHub, bro. If that was me, you know, I'd be messaging everybody. Everybody, like, check this shit. I got kicked off of GitHub. Yeah, that's my real fucking name. Obviously, it's not there no more, you know?
You better turn that shit into a Docker file.
Right, but yeah, man, so apparently writing open source code is, you know, if it's fucking savage enough, it's illegal.
Of course. Yeah. I think we saw kind of the same thing in the 90s with encryption, when you had the encryption wars, right?
Right. Also, too, with the FOSS stuff, like the speech is code.
Yep.
You know, I was watching something just not even like before we started the podcast, how they're trying to loophole that shit. And like, you're fighting against the people who make the rules, you know?
Yep.
So, I don't know. Fucking Tornado Cash guy getting 5 years. But there's another guy that's about to get sentenced. And I think he's in the United States.
Yeah, they'll smoke him.
If
that dude, you know, Tornado Cash, if he was here in the U.S., man, they would have handed him 20, 25, just off, probably off the cuff, if they didn't want to be brutal with it, you know, just because they'll just example your ass like they did, you know, with Ross, you know?
Right. Well, you know.
Oh, you ran a website? Here, hold this life bid, you know, like.
I don't know, but the thing is with just, with like the shit that's just happened nowadays too, you know what I mean? Like, with the internet, shit is so ingrained in our lives.
Yeah.
You know, that like, right, so we're, like, I posted this thing today on the website about the Doxman guy. Doxman guy get beat up.
Uh-huh.
And some people are saying it's a LARP, it's a fake, he's exit scamming.
So do you want to expand on what Doxman even is?
All right, Doxman's a place where, you know, you go and you dox, like, you just, if you have somebody's information, you dox the shit out of them, right? So it's like, I've seen 2 Chainz get doxed, Bam Margera, fucking high-end, you know, political people. Everybody under the sun's getting doxed. And the thing is with him, the way that the guy made the bread was, this, if you want it removed, you gotta pay through him.
Yep.
Right. Classic, you know, for criminals out there, classic 101 extortion.
Yeah, for sure.
You keep it simple, you know. So yeah. So Doxman guys either exit scamming, they saying this shit's a LARP, or boy, he really got caught and they fucking have him tied. Either or, right?
Yep.
And just like I was talking about last week with the ASAP, right? Where, like, I did get some messages about it where, like, people were really happy that he came out. And I was just like, well, bro, that's like returning to a scene of a murder, dog. Like, you're already scot-free. You got the bread. You got everything, right? It's been 9 months, bro. Why the fuck come up?
Yep.
Right? Like, you, what if there's, like, you know, you, him popping up might have reopened an investigation on everybody. Like, everybody's all like, man, I heard from a reputable source. Oh, they're just bored. What? Get the fuck up out of here, bro. There's real fucking money and business being pushed, bro. Like, dude can pop up and now, you know, never know. It opened up a whole thing and this whole crew's fucked up because of it, right? Because that one post.
Yep.
So it's just like back to this shit, right? Like, you know, also with ASAP, they're like, oh, they came out and said, oh, yeah, why on earth would you come out and say, yo, I lost 4.6 million and then like leave? And like everybody's just like, okay, your legacy is totally intact, my bruh. And it's the thing with this fucking Doxman shit. Is it fucking real? Is it fake? Whatever. They posted a wall with 60 million and some dude getting fucking beat up.
Yep.
Your reputation is tarnished.
Yep.
Like, I'm going to tell you this right now. You will never see that shit happen. They can put my real name, my screen names. You will never, ever in my life see me fucking getting whooped like that on the street. No way. Even my wife would come at you and blast your ass. Like, that ain't, like, shit. It ain't happening. Like, that's the thing. So it's just like, is it a LARP? Most likely. But if it's real, you never know.
Yeah.
You know, and the thing is like, the people that are saying it's a LARP, they're all from Europe, right? Like, they're all from, they don't even know. Here in the United States, people will fucking kill somebody, post the dead body, and say, I did that shit on Twitter. Yep. For clout. Yep.
And I hope that, you know, dude's okay, and, you know, it is just all a bunch of nonsense. That would be awesome. Yeah, I never like to see people. I understand, like, dude, you know, had a kind of a screwed up website, you know, and extorted people, and that sucks. But I don't like to see people get victimized either way. But at the same time, man, like, when you go around doing shit like that, like, right. Yeah, you're gonna piss some people off who you probably don't want to piss off, which is, again, it's like, you know, the guy who's gonna selective scam or, you know, run a market and exit scam, and then, you know, later on they people figure out who he is and something fucked up happens, and it's just kind of, you know, how it is.
You lose your rep of who you are, right? And that's kind of what I'm getting at, I think, you know, where it's like, I don't know. So, like, people are fucking like, why would you even report on that? Like, real or not, you know?
Yep.
You guys better watch out, because, like, I swear to God, like, you remember, like, the Dave Chappelle show? Where it's like, if the internet was a real place?
Nah, I didn't see that one.
You never seen that one where they, like, they're in the, like, they actually go into a mall, malls were things at a time, and it was, like, the internet? And they're, like, walking into a porn store, and, like, a pop-up just jumps up at, like, it's a guy, you know, just like a robot pop jumps up at you, like, hey, buy my shit, you know? If the Dark Knight place was a real place, you know?
Yep.
It wouldn't be this libertarian bastion that everybody's, bro, people would be laid out everywhere, every single where, you know? It's just like, so, I don't know. I'm kind of, like, drifting, maybe, but with that, it's just like, I don't know. I'm kind of losing my thought.
I think one of the most, you know, amazing things about the dark net is that, you know, I think I said this last time, is that you've had violence in the drug trafficking, even going back to, like, the opium trade with the royal families, you know, and the dark net was kind of the first time in history where that inherent violence was not embedded into, you know, your average drug transaction, which is really amazing, considering the fact that no one has ever been able to do that, you know?
I think what I was just also to piggyback on that, to where I was getting at, is like, your OPSEC is sacrosanct, and if it comes out, that could happen to you.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, especially if 60 million, like, I was like, oh, they're fucking British. I was like, bummed. I was like, man, 60 million, bro, if I would have reckoned, like, I would have came at them. You know what I mean?
Yep.
But it's just, I don't know. This is, I think, why the pillar, you know, even if it's fake, if it's not fake, that's why you know, should have your, you know, anonymous shit going. Because, you know, especially if you're making money, they know you, they're going to get you if they know you who you are. England, India, Russia, United States, Brazil, it's all happening the same way, right?
Yeah, I mean, you can get hit anywhere, you know, no one's, you know, that's just kind of what it is.
And if people, I'm just telling you, if people know that you're walking around with 60 million, doesn't that make your fucking teeth like, hurrah? You know,
I have 60 million, man. I'm gonna be armed well enough to, you know, I can put a lot of stuff into play where it's like, you know, at the end of the day, you're gonna need like an army, and they better be like some SF guys that are coming with you. Because in that case, I'm gonna have some that are retired that are watching my back.
But the thing is with like. Even if the guy did it himself or with ASAP coming in alignment, it's your legacy. What are the people going to remember you as when you're gone, right?
Yeah.
And ASAP was like, everybody thought I talked crazy shit about him. I actually liked the guys, you know? But, dude, what the fuck? Why, you know what I mean? Like, it's like returning to a scene of a murder or, you know, faking some fucking bullshit, even if it's fake. What if it's real? Right? Then everyone's going to be all kinds of tripped out, but the lesson is still the same. Don't get caught lacking.
Yeah.
Because them boys will come for you. Them boys will come for
you. Yeah, and I mean, if it's not something like, you know, what he's going through, getting kicked in the head, you know, then it's going to be, you know, feds giving you 20 years in a box, which isn't going to be much better, and you're probably going to see worse violence.
And then you'll probably get kicked in the head in the feds too, you know,
or extorted, like what he's doing to people on a regular basis. Yeah, you know, that's gonna be, but they're gonna be like making him buy ice creams at commissary for him,
right? So it's like,
or having, you know, his family send him money so he doesn't get smashed.
So, well, I think, you know. That was a fucking good episode. Like, we're going to wind. I think we're going to wind it down here.
Yeah.
I'm still just on the thing, man. It's just like, well, don't ever get caught lacking.
Yep.
And, you know, that's the thing. You play this drug shit, and especially you talk on the crazy on the internet. Somebody might pull your fucking card one day, dog.
Yep.
And you got to be fucking ready, but I don't know. What a crazy fucking morning. We were supposed to record this shit at 8. And we had all kinds of shit pop up. I've been on the phone with fucking Sam the whole day, like, oh, fuck. This happened. Breach forms happened. Like,
yep.
It's been such a crazy day. Hey, we'll catch you guys in another 5 days. But we really appreciate you listening. And yeah, Sam, you can take it away, my bro.
Yeah. Thank you guys for listening. If you're watching this on YouTube, be sure to like and subscribe. And if you're watching this on any one of the places that it's syndicated on, if you have the ability to do that, then definitely do that. And be sure to stop at darknetdiscussions.com for any other news or resources related to this. And we'll see you in the next one.